joined by player coach of the Manchester Storm, Omar Pasha, after the 4-3 home defeat this evening to the Sheffield Steelers. Pasha, your thoughts at the end of 60?
Fed up. At this point of the year, I'm fed up. Frustrated, you know. I also feel bad. I feel bad for the players in my locker room. You know, I feel bad for Mike Morin that just sacrifices everything every day to come and help us out. I feel bad for the management that got a really good crowd in the building on a Wednesday night. I feel bad for ownership making a good investment tonight to get a guy like Paul Swindlehurst for the remainder of the year. And I feel bad for our sponsors that put a lot of time and financial help to help this team succeed. And to see something that happened tonight that is out of our control, it's just frustrating. And it's at this point of the year, it's you scratch your head because it's too important. It's too important to too many people to have what happened tonight.
Sure, the team showed a lot of resolve as well. 3-1 down, brought it back to 3-all. This place was absolutely rocking.
Oh, it was unbelievable tonight. To have this crowd on a Wednesday night, that it was so loud. When it was 3-1, the fans were still in it. The fans were still shouting. When we made it 3-3, I had goosebumps. I had really, really some big goosebumps. These fans are unbelievable, and I can't speak highly of them. And you know what? It just got the boys going. The guys were so excited on the bench. I've never seen that, you know, in this year. And it's so fun because we've been on a 6-game winning streak. And these guys believed. And to see what happened in the last 2 minutes, it's just so frustrating. It's just so, so frustrating.
Big weekend coming up for the Manchester Storm now. We've got the Dundee Stars coming in to Aldringham on Saturday evening, 6:30 p.m. face-off. And then we're away on Sunday to the Edinburgh Capitals. A huge weekend. Do I have to pick up all 4 points?
Well, first off, the main thing is to forget about this one, which will be very, very difficult. But, you know what, they're professionals, and it probably never happened in their careers what happened tonight. But you know what, you have to forget about it. You're men, you're grown men right now, you have to forget about it. And Saturday is going to be a big game. Big conference game, and we're going to be ready for that game. And you know what? Hopefully our fans will be there as much as they were tonight, because the atmosphere tonight on a Wednesday night, it was unbelievable. And that's the most frustrating part, is to see the evolution from day one that I've been here, and to see the hard work from everybody, from the players, the management, the sponsors, the ownership, to everybody. I thought this tonight would have been a good reward to everybody. And I know it might sound cliche a bit, you know, Wednesday night, you know, a hockey game, but 2 points would have made a really, really big difference in this organization. And it's just unfortunate. And but, you know, big challenge on Saturday, and I'm sure the boys will be ready. And if we play like that, we'll win 99% of our games. But you obviously have that 1% that you can't control.
Cheers, Patch.
Cheers.